cut.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أما بعد إني لو praise you to Allah تبارك وتعالى we praise him as he deserves to be praised and we ask for his aid and we seek his forgiveness We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whosoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whosoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Brothers and sisters, فَإِنَّ مِنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ الْعَظِيمَ الْجَلِيلَةِ حسن الظن بالله تعالى. Verily from the great forms of worship is having good thoughts about Allah تبارك وتعالى. Having good thoughts concerning our Lord who created us from nothing, who sustains us, who bestows upon us blessings that we can never begin to count. لأن حسن الظن بالله تعالى باعث على فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات. This is because having good thoughts about Allah encourages the individual to perform good deeds and to abandon evil deeds. وعلى الجد والاجتهاد في تحصيل الأسباب المشروعة والمباحة في طلب الرزق. Having good thoughts about Allah تبارك وتعالى challenges an individual to strive and work hard in seeking sustenance through the legislated and lawful means. Brothers and sisters, having good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a major cause for the heart to be content, to possess peace of mind, and to experience happiness in this life, and more importantly in the akhirah. To the extent, brothers and sisters, Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he said, rahimahullah, highlighting the importance of having good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ أَحْسَنَ الظَّنَّ بِرَبِّهِ فَأَحْسَنَ الْعَمَلِ. Verily the believer with the correct belief upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has good thoughts about their Lord. So therefore, they perform righteous deeds. Good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leads to righteous deeds. وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرِ أَسَاءَ الظَّنَّ بِرَبِّهِ فَأَسَاءَ الْعَمَلِ. Whereas the wicked individual, the sinner, has evil thoughts about Allah. So therefore, their actions are evil. May Allah protect us all from that. ففي الحديث القدسي الصحيح يقول الله عز وجل أنا عند ظن عبدي بي متفق عليه. That comes in the hadith Qudsi, which is found in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I am as my slave thinks of me. Meaning what? I am as my slave thinks of me. Ya'ani, meaning, فَمَنْ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ خَيْرًا تَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَفَاضَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْرِهِ. Whoever has good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is obligatory upon every believing male and believing female. Then Allah azza wa jal will bless them and bestow upon them good. Do we want the blessings of Allah, brothers and sisters? Do we want the good from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Do we want His mercy? Then it is upon us that we have nothing but good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ شَرًّا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ إِلَّا مَا ظَنَّ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever has evil thoughts about Allah, then they will only achieve what they think. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Refuge is sought with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why there comes in the hadith, in the version collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, إِنْ ظَنَّ بِي خَيْرًا فَلَهُ وَإِنْ ظَنَّ شَرًّا لَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, if the servant thinks good of me, he will have what he thinks. Whereas if he thinks evil, then upon him is what he thinks. May Allah protect us from the latter. If the servant thinks good of me, then they will achieve what they think. Whereas if they have evil thoughts about me, then it is against that individual, wal-iyadu billah. Good thoughts are for our benefit. Evil thoughts are against us, wal-iyadu billah. ففي هذا الحديث دعوة قوية ليحسن العبد ظنه بربه عز وجل. وحسن الظن مطلوب من العبد في كل حين ووقت ولكن يتأكد في مواطن ومن تلك المواطن ما يلي. Brothers and sisters, having good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal is required and requested of the believer at all times, but it is even more important on specific occasions, and we will mention some of them. أولا, firstly and foremostly, حين تؤدي ما أمرت به من الإيمان والعمل الصالح فتؤدي هذه العبادات كما أمرت مخلصا لله تعالى متبعا هدي رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت تحسن الظن بربك أن يتقبلها منك ويثيبك عليها مصداقا لوعده الكريم. When you perform, brothers and sisters, acts of worship, when you fulfill what you have been commanded from faith and righteous deeds, and you perform them as you have been commanded with sincerity and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is upon us all to have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah will accept your actions and He will reward you for them. Now, brothers and sisters, if we fulfill what Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded us to fulfill min al-Iman wal-amal salih, from faith and righteous deeds, فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نُحْسِنَ الظَّنْ بِرَبِّنَا, it is obligatory upon us, male and female, young and old, to have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, أَن يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا وَأَن يُثِيبَنَا عَلَيْهَا, that Allah will accept those deeds and He will reward us for them in accordance to His truthful promise, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنُّ حَيَاةٌ طَيِّبًا وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Listen, brothers and sisters, to the promise of Allah. Whoever performs righteous deeds, whether they are male or female, and they are a believer, correct belief, from that, good thoughts about Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we will give them a happy, pleasant life. And we will reward them for the best of what they used to do. Brothers and sisters, have good thoughts about Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If your beard has gone grey upon the sunnah, do not become weak. Have good thoughts about Allah. If you have started to get grey hairs upon al-Islam and the excellence of al-Islam, upon the Kitab and the Sunnah, do not become weak. It's not time to turn your back. It is not time. Have good thoughts about Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ شِرَّةٍ وَلِكُلِّ شِرَّةٍ فَتْرَةٍ فَمَنْ كَانَتْ فَتْرَتُهُ إِلَى سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَى وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فَتْرَتُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ هَلَكَ. Listen, brothers and sisters, a piece of encouragement for us to have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and remain firm upon the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every action has a period of zeal and motivation. But then there is a period of meekness. There is a period of decline. But listen, brothers and sisters, whoever's period of weakness and decline is in accordance to my sunnah, then they are upon right guidance. If we're becoming weak, just say, I'm becoming weak, ya akhi. Make dua for me. Sister, I'm becoming weak. Make dua for me. Don't now wage war against the sunnah or the people of the sunnah, because now there's two offenses. The sin, and also turning against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and embracing innovations. Some people, instead of just saying, especially in this time, I know that this is correct. Quran, Sunnah, understanding of Sahaba, Tawheed, warning against shirk. Sunnah, warning against innovation and the people of innovations. Obedience, warning against disobedience. Some people may fall short. For example, as it pertains to disobedience, Shaitan comes to them, wal-iyadu billah, trying to whisper to them to have bad thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal. So instead of them saying, I'm weak, Allah will rectify my situation. Instead of them clinging to the sunnah, which will remedy their situation, sometimes it leads to what? People embracing falsehood, because that maybe is what they feel comfortable with. So the shaitan used that weakness to divert a person to innovation. May Allah protect us all from that. Amen. Brothers and sisters, have good thoughts about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Sahaba, some of them, they used to say, al-iqtisadu fi sunnah khayrun min al-ijtihad fi bid'ah. Being moderate upon the sunnah is better and superior to exerting yourself upon innovation. We knew it wasn't the da'wah, as-salafiyah, to aid the people of falsehood and innovation and lecture with the Sufis. But because of weakness, you're going to embrace it now. Aibun kulla aib. You have grey in your beard, which is meant to bring wisdom and thabah and firmness. But now you start becoming shaky in old age. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all firmness and bless us to die upon Islam and the Sunnah. Likewise, brothers and sisters, from those places that it is a must to have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. حِينَ تَدْعُ رَبَّكَ وَتَطْلُبْ مِنْهُ الْخَيْرِ كَالْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْعَفْوِ والرزق والشفاء والولد والزوج وغير ذلك من وجوه الخير. It is upon us that we have good thoughts about Allah when we call upon Allah and ask Him for things such as paradise. When we ask Him for forgiveness. When we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for children. When we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for a wife or for a husband. When we ask Allah Azza wa Jal Tabarak wa Ta'ala for pardon. It is upon us that we have good thoughts about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah will answer the dua. Likewise, when we call upon Allah, seeking refuge with Him from the hellfire, seeking refuge with Him from His punishment, seeking refuge with Him from His anger, seeking refuge with Him from the evil of the creation. We have good thoughts about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, will answer our dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah." Supplicate to Allah and you are certain that you are going to be answered. Have a good thought about Allah. Don't be mutaraddid. Don't have doubt. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَاهٍ. And know that Allah does not answer the supplication from the heart that is unattentive and heedless. When we supplicate to Allah, supplicate to Allah with certainty that Allah is going to answer it. فَمَنْ حَسَّنَ ظَنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ. Listen, brothers and sisters, how having good thoughts about Allah, it leads to righteous deeds. It leads to being firm. It leads to khayrat. Whoever has good thoughts about Allah, وَأَتَقَدَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُجِيبُهُ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيُعْطِيهِ إِذَا سَأَلَهُ أكثر من الدعاء ولم ييأس ولم يقنط ولو تأخرت الإجابة. The one who has good thoughts about Allah and believes that Allah will answer his supplication when he calls upon him, and he believes that Allah will give him what he asks for, that type of person will make much dua to Allah. He will constantly ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because he's certain that Allah will answer him, even if he does not perceive that it has been answered, because we do not know. Maybe your dua was answered and it's waiting for you in the akhirah. Maybe your dua was answered and some evil was removed from your path because of the dua that you made to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how can somebody ever say, my dua was not answered? The opposite is also true. أَمَّا مَنْ سَاءَ ظَنَّهُ بِاللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْصَرِفْ عَلِي الدُّعَى. وَإِذَا دَعَى رَبَّهُ مَا أَسْرَعْ مَا يَتْرُكَ الدُّعَى فَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ السَّبَبْ فِي حُرْمَانِهِ. The one who has evil thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find that type of person, male or female, if they have evil thoughts about Allah, that would be a cause for them to stop making dua to Allah, to turn away from supplicating to their Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is a reason for them being deprived in this life. May Allah protect each and every one of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يستجاب لأحدكم ما لم يعجل. Each one of you will have his supplication answered as long as they are not hasty. Hastiness when making dua is what? It stems from what? Having evil thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is when a person says, da'utu Allah, falam yastajib li. I supplicated to Allah, but He didn't answer me. May Allah protect us from that. That results from what? Having bad thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal. Brothers and sisters, likewise, from those situations where it is vital to have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, حين تنزل بك المصائب والمشكلات المعضلات في مالك أو صحتك أو أهلك وغير ذلك من مصائب الدنيا فحسن ظنك بربك واعتقد أن قضاء الله لعبده المؤمن كله خير. Have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal when you are afflicted with calamities. Have good thoughts about Allah when it's hard times. If something happens to you, Allah tests you as it pertains to your wealth, or as it pertains to what? Your health, or as it pertains to your family, or as it pertains to anything. Have good thoughts about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't say, it didn't work out, I'm taking off this hijab. It didn't work out, I'm stopping practicing. Why? If it was the truth, it would never happen to me. This marriage didn't work. I'm done. You're done with fearing Allah and trying to strive to get to Jannah? Are we done? We're trying to escape the hellfire? Does that end with the ending of a marriage? For verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tests the servant with good. Now sometimes we're tested with good, so that we can be thankful to Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla write for us the reward of those who are thankful. Sometimes Allah Azza wa Jalla tests us with difficulty, so that we can be patient, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will write for that individual the reward of being patient. Brothers and sisters, difficult times, hard times, even if the whole of mankind were to stand against you and they were upon falsehood, have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it. Know that if the whole of mankind, were to unite to harm you, they would never be able to harm you except with something that Allah Azza wa Jal has written for you. Let us have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal during difficult, hard times. Let us also remember the saying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily with difficulty there is ease. Verily with difficulty there is ease. Remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, have good thoughts about our Lord who said tabaraka wa ta'ala wa al-qa'il, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدُ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will give you ease after difficulty. Brothers and sisters, let us have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَقُلُوا مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, having good thoughts about Allah تبارك وتعالى واجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة, is an obligation upon every Muslim male and Muslim female. Good thoughts about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, arhamur rahimin, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. having good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, the All-Knowing. From those specific situations where it is a must, where it is a must to have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is when repenting to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from one's sins. In the tawbati wa inaba, when turning to Allah Azza wa Jal with repentance, it is a must, brothers and sisters, that we have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَمَهْمَا عَظُمَ ذَنْبُكَ, no matter how great your sin, وَكَثُرَتْ مَعَاصِيكَ, no matter how many acts of disobedience that you have committed, فَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ يُغْلِقَ الشَّيْطَانِ بَابَ الرَّجَاءِ فِي عَفْوِ اللَّهِ وَتَوْبَتِهِ عَلِيكَ. Beware, beware, brothers and sisters, of allowing the devil to close upon you, to close before your face the door of hoping for the forgiveness and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now the shaytan, he tries to come to the servant and cause them to have evil thoughts about Allah, to despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But remember, brothers and sisters, the saying of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants who have wronged themselves, they have wronged themselves, disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because in reality, brothers and sisters, this body that we are standing in front of you with, that we see with our eyes, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you can only do with that body what Allah allows you to do. So anyone who uses their body to disobey Allah, they have wronged themselves. But look what Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say, O my servants who have wronged themselves, they wronged their own souls. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never despair of the mercy of Allah. Never have bad thoughts about Allah. Never allow yourself to have evil thoughts about Allah. Why? For verily Allah forgives all sins. Verily Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, iyaka, iyaka, beware, beware of allowing bad thoughts about Allah cause you to run away from the forgiveness of Allah, to run away from making tawbah. Don't let anyone, shayateen al-jinn or shayateen al-ins, from the devils of mankind or from the devils of the jinn, tell you that there's no tawbah for you, no matter what you do. No matter how you sin, the door of repentance is open for each and every one of us. So let us have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal and hasten to repent before death. Brothers and sisters, likewise, من المواطن التي يتأكد فيها حسن الظن بالله تبارك وتعالى عند حلول الأجل ونزول علاماته. It is vital to have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when a person is on their deathbed, on the verge of death. And you see the signs of death are visible and apparent. Have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal. Brothers and sisters, you hear some people, wal-iyadu billah, and it comes from su'al dhan billah. They have evil thoughts about Allah. They say, why has Allah tested me with this? Why me? Allah has forsaken me. Why has Allah done this to me? A'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah protect us from that, brothers and sisters. When they become sick, they say, why me? What have I done to earn this? Don't you know that this could be a trial, a test for you, and the result and the outcome of it is better for your worldly life and better for your akhirah. not know that if Allah loves a servant and they're upon righteousness and piety, He tests them and He trials them. A person should not be saying, why me? What have I done? If this is the truth, I used to pray salah, I used to give zakah, how can this be happening to me? No, brothers and sisters, have good thoughts about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qabla mawti bi thalath, 3 days before he died, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, la yamutanna ahadukum illa wa huwa yuhsin billahi dhann. Let none of you die except that he has good thoughts or she has good thoughts about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. La yamutanna. He emphasized his statement with noon at-tawkeed al-thaqeela. Do not let any single one of you die illa, except what? Illa wa huwa yuhsin billahi dhann. Except that they have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jinn. Brothers and sisters, because if a person at that point in their life, on the verge of death, they have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jal, they fear for their sins and they hope for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them what they desire of mercy and good, and He will protect them from what they fear. May Allah grant that to each and every one of us. Amen. Having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not having evil thoughts about Allah. Brothers and sisters, Allah tests the servant through good times and hard times, through fit and trials and tribulations, sometimes to see what is in their chests so that they reveal it upon their tongues. May Allah protect us all from fitan. Some people, they can't control their tongues at time of fitan. They think it's a chance to get out what they've been waiting for. But the miskeen doesn't know that that might have been the test to reveal what really he was concealing. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Amen. Brothers and sisters, likewise there comes in the hadith, دخل واثر رضي الله عنه على يزيد بن الأسود وقد اشتد مرضه. واثر, he entered upon Yazid ibn al-Aswad and he was seriously ill. He was extremely sick. فقال له, so he said to him, واحدة أسألك عنها, one thing I want to ask you about. Now remember, this individual is in a serious state, seriously ill. So he said to him, وما هي, what do you want to ask about? So he asked him, كيف ظنك بربك, how are your thoughts concerning your Lord? How are your thoughts at this point in time on your deathbed? How are your thoughts concerning your Lord? May Allah bless us to all have the correct belief and correct methodology. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with righteousness and piety. So he said to him, the individual who was sick, ashara bi ra'si ay hasan, he indicated with his head that he had good thoughts about Allah azza wa jal when he was experiencing this serious condition. So Wathila said, he said, I give you glad tidings. Verily I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي فَلْيَظُنَّ بِي مَا شَاءَ. He said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, I am as my slave thinks of me, and let my slave think good of me as he wills. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us, brothers and sisters, have good thoughts about him. Lastly, عند رؤية ما يصيب المسلمين من أنواع البلايا والمصائب من الفرقة والاختلاف. It is upon us to have good thoughts about our Lord, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we see the different trials and the tests affecting the Muslims around the world, the differing and the splitting, still we have good thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why? Because Allah said in the Quran, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you aid the cause of Allah, Allah will aid you. Brothers and sisters, Isa, remember what he said to his disciples? مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ. He said to his disciples, who are going to stand firm and strong for the sake of Allah? Who's going to stand firm on Tawheed and Sunnah and obedience
for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jin, we ask the same question. Now we have good thoughts about Allah. Allah Azza wa Jin will never allow his religion to be lost. But who from amongst us is going to be firm as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. There will never cease to be a group of my ummah manifest and clear upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله. They will never be harmed by those who forsake them, nor by those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes to pass. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to be from amongst them. Aqeedatan wa amalan, in terms of belief, methodology, and action and character. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, let us have good thoughts about Allah Azza wa Jalla. When we see the good of the da'wah of the people of the sunnah in the east and the west, when we see the da'wah flourishing, walillahi alhamd, وَمَا هَذَا إِلَّا بِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ. Let us have good thoughts about Allah and let us believe that Allah Azza wa Jal will continue to spread this good. مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْنَا بِدِينِنَا. As long as we hold on to our religion. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة.